Welcome to the LaPorte County Public Library's podcast, Do We, Don't We?
The podcast that shows you what our library has beyond the books.
On each episode, staff at the LaPorte County Public Library will introduce you to services at the library that might surprise you.
Come along and find out, do we, don't we?
Welcome to Do We, Don't We? I'm Greg Coulter, and today I'm going to have Daphne Bakrakis on to talk about false news. Is that the right word for that, Daphne?
There's a couple different terms. You can use misinformation, you can use false news, you can use fake news. Fake news is a more popular term, but it can be politically charged. So false news or misinformation is a more neutral term.
Like, what are we talking about when we're talking about fake news or false news?
So there's actually, it's not just one thing, it's a couple different things that it could be. It could be something that's totally fake, like lizard people run the government secretly from Mars. That would be fake. Usually it's a bit more closer to what we experience in daily life. It's a bit more believable for fake news. But it could also be something as simple as some reporter getting a date wrong or a specific law wrong in a reporting of an article.
What are some ways that people can recognize what is and is not false news?
First of all, it works for a couple different reasons. One of them is appealing to emotions, especially negative emotions. So if you read a headline and you get really angry reading it, take a step back because it might be exaggerated, it might be fake, it might be completely wrong. So that's actually one way to recognize fake news. That's really the first step that I would recommend. Check your emotions, see if something's triggering you, and then go from there. You can look at things like, is there a lot of spelling and grammar mistakes? Is it from a reputable news source, or is it from an anonymous source? Anonymous sources aren't good because there's no accountability, basically.
Mm-hmm. There's no way to verify that this is or is not somebody that knows what they're talking about.
Yeah, it could be someone in their basement across the world just
It could be one of those
away.
Lizard people in Mars.
Yeah, exactly. And people do this from across the world, or people who aren't living in the communities they're talking about. And sometimes it's not for any super malicious purpose other than money. So just keep that in mind. If there's a lot of ads, that means that someone's making a lot of money every time you click that button to read that story.
Mm-hmm. Clickbait, that could be the one reason that they have that angry title, and then
exactly.
You open it up and there's four words in the story and it's all ads.
Yeah.
So we've all been on those tweets.
Exactly. If it's clickbaity, think about not clicking it. And then the other way is go on fact-checking sites. Factcheck.org, Snopes, and PolitiFact.
I love Snopes.
Yeah, it's great. They are all great resources. They don't cover everything, and they have different criteria for what's covered. Some are more driven by users recommending stories to fact check. Others are driven by what's on the news, like the television, radio, and focusing on political figures mostly. But those are all great resources to check.
So Daphne, we've been talking about how to recognize fake news, and you've talked a bit about spelling errors and going to the about pages. What if you're on maybe Instagram? Where else can you see it? Like, what types of fake news are out there?
So there are obviously online news articles that can be fake news, but there can also be fake images that circulate on social media and sometimes even make it to national news. And sometimes these images are real images, but maybe they're not what people say they are. For example, if people show a picture of unrest and they say it's happening in Florida right now on this street, well, in actuality, that image may have been from 4 years ago in a different country.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just repurposing it to develop a narrative. That's not necessarily true. And then you can also have, obviously, videos that are manipulated, audio that's edited to sound like someone's saying something they're not. So those are other kinds to watch out for.
Like, every once in a while, somebody will reshare something from 5 years ago and put mm-hmm. everybody in a tizzy. Like the example that I have on the top of my head is a couple weeks ago, I saw somebody on Instagram sharing a story about Chick-fil-A donating to anti-LGBTQ groups again. Mm-hmm. But the story was from 2018 and people are sharing it again. And it's like, no, guys, you can still go to Chick-fil-A. They stopped doing that years ago.
Exactly. That's actually a really common one. That's the one I fall for a lot.
It keeps going around.
Yeah. Well, not that just that particular one, but the old stories. Because mm-hmm. on social media, it doesn't show you the date. You have to click into the article to see it if it's posted at all. So, yeah, always check the date. But going back to images, one thing you can do with images to trace their source is if you take that image and you copy and paste it into the Google search bar, Google will reverse image search that image and show you where it comes from. So if you can track the source and, oh, strange, that image is way older than it should be, mm-hmm. and it's saying it's not from where we thought it was, that's a huge red flag that someone else is repurposing that image to tell a different story.
Daphne, did you have anything else you wanted to add today?
Just remember to take a step back from your emotions when you read something. Always double check. And if you're not sure about something, don't share it.
I like that. Also, if somebody's not sure about something, are they able to come in and ask the reference librarian?
Absolutely. We would love to help with that.
I love that answer. Okay, Daphne, thank you so much for joining us on Do We, Don't We today.
Thanks for having me.